Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not only is it a Flex Friday at the Newport Brewing Company in Newport, Rhode Island, but it's also a Patriots Friday. And Robert Splaine of the New England Patriots on this show, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Look for the new lower prices everyday tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy the most. Also brought to you by Windward Mental Health. Start your healing journey now at windwardmentalhealth.com. And by Zondark Credit Union, tackling financial wellness since 1912. Stronger members, stronger communities. Learn more at jdcu.org. And also brought to you by findmassmoney.gov. Robert, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
We're doing great. We're in Rhode Island. Have you had the opportunity to visit? Round of applause, please, for Robert Splaine. Have you had the opportunity to visit this state, Robert?
We have not yet. I can't wait to bring my two little younger daughters down there in the off season, though, and spend some time down there when we get a chance.
It is. It's beautiful down here, and nice win last week. I'm sure you know we sit in. Fans look at these things and say, well, it's the Panthers. I'm sure you can tell us that any week you get a win, it's great to get that win.
It's never too easy to come by wins in this league, so any chance we get to take a victory home is a huge week for us.
Robert, you guys obviously got a tough one, Buffalo Sunday night. When you look at Josh Allen, his ability to make off-scripted plays outside the pocket is, I think, where he really shines. So how important is it that you almost keep him in the pocket and turn him into a pocket passer rather than him get out and have to be able to make some of those off-script plays?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, they are the number one rushing team in the NFL. For us to be able to get a chance at Josh Allen, we're going to have to put them at third and long to give us a chance to get home to him. If not, he is very dangerous with his legs and extending plays and keeping his eyes downfield.
Robert, so far throughout the first 4 weeks, you guys have had 39 flags thrown against you, a penalty issue throughout those 4 weeks. Moving forward, how can you guys fix that to make sure it's not a problem, especially against an important game against the Bills?
Yeah, during these practices during the week, we have to really focus on our techniques and our fundamentals. Good techniques and fundamentals lead to clean play, limiting those penalties and helping us get off the field, essentially.
Robert, what has your experience been with the Bills Mafia in your NFL career?
Yeah, as a player, I try to stay out of affairs with opposing teams' fans, so... I know they love their team and they cheer hard for their team, but that, for me, that's an every week situation. So I stay away from dealing with them personally.
Just be careful. They like to throw strange things on the field sometimes, Robert, up there.
Yeah, but they have hundreds of cameras in that arena, and when they do, they kick those guys out and don't invite them back. So
what is from your perspective, what are the toughest stadiums to play in the NFL?
You got to start with Buffalo. I mean, they've been so good. I think they've won their last 14 games at home. So they've just been very dominant in their home environment. It'll be a great challenge for us on primetime football.
Robert, you talked about Buffalo's ability to run the football. I mean, you guys look at what you do defensively. You guys are one of the better teams in the National Football League when it comes to stopping the run. So what do you think you're going to have to do specifically when it comes to stopping the Buffalo Bills' rushing attack? Where do you have to stay on point?
Yeah, you got to build a – edge wall swarm is how we talk to defend the run game. So put a heavy edge on it, build the wall at the line of scrimmage, and then swarm to the ball carrier. This guy, James Cook, is an elite running back who has contact balance, speed, and vision. So making sure all 11 are at the point of attack on any run play.
Robert, you specifically against Pittsburgh had 15 total tackles, then 10 last week against the Panthers. What's been working for you? How have you been able to see the field better?
Yeah, I've continued to trust in my positioning on the field and my teammates, and just been able to make a few more plays these past few weeks. And sometimes that's a product of the game plan. Sometimes it's a product of production. And I'm excited to continue to build off the last 2 weeks.
You got Christian Gonzalez back last week. What does that do for this defense?
It does everything. Having an elite shutdown corner provides you a luxury to call different defensive calls, to play a different style of football. And I just loved watching him come out there. One of his first plays makes a clean tackle in the box like he hadn't missed a play. So it's great to have him back.
The last 2 weeks, you ranked fifth, according to PFF, as a linebacker grade. You got tackles, you got interceptions. What has clicked for you in this defense recently?
Yeah, I think it comes down to trust, knowing where you fit in within the bigger scheme of the picture. It has been a quite a big change for me in terms of how I look at the field and just getting that comfortability with where I fit in the defense and how I need to be there to be a good teammate.
You a guy who likes playing that late game on Sunday night, or does that screw with you?
There is no doubt.
No doubt.
There is no doubt. We live for these primetime football games. When the whole country is watching, when all your peers around the league are watching, they just finished their games for the day, and they're racing home to watch you play Sunday night football. I know it means more, and these games are huge, and we want to go out there and perform.
Robert, I'm reading a column today by Doug Kide in the Boston Herald, and I think my colleague Courtney and her husband will be very happy to know that your favorite movie is Harry Potter.
Yes.
I do enjoy the Harry Potter series.
Do you have
all
a favorite?
Of them. They're all good. I just watched the Half-Blood Prince on our last away trip, so I'm excited to kind of finish out the series with the Deathly Hallows here shortly.
I'm a Goblet of Fire girl myself, but are you excited for the HBO series that's going to be hitting the TV screen soon?
Yeah, I haven't seen too much on it, but I'm sure that'll be fun.
Do you dress up like a wizard?
Pardon?
Do you dress up like a wizard? Because I feel like all Harry Potter fans dress up like wizards and warlocks and all those things. So
the only thing I ever dressed up as is a football player for my whole Halloween career as a kid. So I've always been a football player, never dressed up as a wizard before.
Well, we're happy about that. So is everybody here in Newport, Rhode Island. So, Robert, go get them. Go get them on Sunday night, and let's do it. All right, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Really appreciate you guys. Have a great rest of your day.
All right, Robert Spillane, 8:20 start on Sunday night.
Yeah,
and so
prime time.
Listen, you can't have it both ways. You can't complain about the fact that they never get primetime games and then be mad because it's late.
Like I will never complain about primetime games.
Yeah,
being there, I love 1 o'clock.
Yeah,
1 o'clock forever.
Yeah, when I was a player, I didn't mind the primetime games, but as a fan, give me the 1 o'clock.
Don't you guys do the same thing where it's in the second half and it's like 11:03? You're like, okay, so now it's going to be 4 hours and 40 minutes. Okay,
yeah.
Now it's going to be 3. 3 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
But I hope they win. I'm concerned about Milton Williams. I know he wasn't going to answer anything about it, so it's not worth asking. Yeah. But
so he did not practice.
He's going to probably – he was limited, and then he was out.
With an ankle,
yeah. I would say. Right. I doubt he makes the trip.
Yeah, if he doesn't – what's – today's Friday. If he doesn't practice today, they'll try to push him today because that's what they do on Fridays is try to see what a guy can do. And if you can't really do much on a Friday, then you generally don't play.
Shime, how much time you spent with the film this week?
A little bit, nothing too crazy. I mean, with Josh Allen, it's just kind
Pace
of
yourself.
He's amazing. So it's not a whole lot you can really prepare for.
You haven't dived into the all 22s.
I don't need to with Josh Allen. He's a super. He's a superhero. He can make any play on the planet.
Well, it's going to be interesting because Robert talked about Buffalo's ability to run the ball, but the Patriots have done a really good job this year when it comes to defending the run. So it'll be interesting to see, like, you know, what happens at that point. I think that you make and it's crazy to say this, but I think you make Josh Allen a pocket passer when you can get him in those positions because I'd rather him be in the pocket throwing versus those plays where he gets out of the pocket and then he just is, like, unstoppable.
And it's going to be a big lane discipline, Wiggy. I know you're familiar with this for the defensive line just because he loves – when he does scramble, he loves to scramble kind of over the center and over the guards instead of kind of outside the tackles like what Drake May likes to do. Mm-hmm. So you have to really kind of be disciplined in containing that pocket.
I've never seen anybody throw as they approach the sideline as accurately as he does. Like, do you think the play's dead? You think he's going to be out, you know, 1 yard loss, and then the next thing you know, he just chucks it 40 yards.
Yeah,
for a
I
touchdown.
Mean, Mahomes also.
But Josh Allen is just so much bigger and stronger. Yeah. Like, Mahomes.
And now Mac Jones. Really.
Well, yeah, Mac the Island is all.
I actually.
He wasn't moving
like
much.
I feel like Mac might be better than Brady.
Hey, listen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You, the 49ers, I have to say it, man. I'm not a Mac Jones fan, but that the Bay Area is calling for Mac.
Let's go back to that draft. How would you redraft that? Definitely had a Justin Fields.
Mac Jones?
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely had a Trey Lance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe Trevor Lawrence?
He beat Trevor Lawrence head-to-head, didn't he? Oh, was that Purdy who played that game?
Purdy played that game in the Jaguars.
And he stunk, and Purdy stunk that game. Yeah, right.
So, Curtis, I know how you feel about this, but if you look at Mac now, the way he is, the way he's performing now, is it all Bill Belichick that Bill Belichick ruined him for a period of time?
I think what the difference is that he didn't ruin him. He didn't support him is a better way to describe it. That they had, if you look at Tua, and we said this at the time, both Alabama quarterbacks, look at what the Dolphins did to surround Tua with Waddle and Tyreek Hill and all those guys, as opposed to what the Patriots did for Mac Jones, which was Hunter Henry and Pray for Rain. And you look at what Mac Jones is able to do now in San Francisco with quality offensive coaching and good players around him. He is an NFL quarterback, and you tried your best to ruin him.
And it is the coaching because it ain't even rain over there. They have nobody when it comes to the guys he's throwing to. I mean, all his guys are out other than McCaffrey, and you got to give him credit. What do you have, two tugs last night, no interceptions? He's played better than Purdy. That's why there is a real – there's a quarterback controversy in San Francisco.
There isn't a quarterback controversy.
Yes, there is, Sean.
Wiggy.
Absolutely.
Wiggy,
Sean,
if you get rid of Brock Purdy, it's a $90 million dead cap hit. 90.
Sean, when Purdy was playing, he had four interceptions to four touchdowns.
I am aware. In the second game, he was hurt.
That's two games.
Yes, in two games. Mac Jones has played in three games, and he's thrown six touchdowns and one interception.
Yeah. I'm very aware, Wiggy. I understand. He was also – Brock Purdy was very hurt in that game last week against the Jaguars.
Yeah, but he wasn't hurt in the first game when he threw two interceptions.
And they
the
won.
The offense was much healthier around Purdy when he played as compared to Mac Jones last night.
Sure. Hey. I don't disagree. Mac Jones is playing great. I don't disagree. And I think you're right in saying that in hindsight, the contract was bad. I think we said it – a lot of us said it at the time that the contract was bad. I agree in that regard, but I think – having given him the contract, there's no way out of it at this point, and it's just, like, there's no controversy. It's Brock Purdy's job.
I just think that when it looks, when you look at Mac Jones moving forward, he's better hope that he can stay in San Francisco because, to me, it's a personality thing. And I don't think it just falls on Bill Belichick. I think it falls on whatever head coach he has, making sure that they are the right type of coach for Mac Jones. Do you want that quarterback around the league that's not necessarily going to be one of the top quarterbacks in the league? Like, Mac Jones might get bounced around a bit throughout his career. I don't think he's going to be as good as we've been seeing him in San Francisco with every coach he gets. And that's not, that doesn't, in my mind, fall on Bill Belichick. That falls on Mac Jones because he's not mentally tough enough to handle every head coach.
Yeah, maybe he learned this lesson,
I don't think so.
I think he was humbled a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably a good thing.
Look at Baker Mayfield.
I don't know, Greg. The suit he walked into the game with that last night. That doesn't look like a humbled guy.
That was the worst suit I've ever seen in my entire life, Shime.
It looked like Harley Quinn.
That was not swag, Wiggy. That was terrible.
All right. We are in Newport, Rhode Island on a Flex Friday at Newport Craft Brewing. And I want to thank these guys because when you come here this morning, have a beer, have a Wally's Wiener. They are donating the proceeds to the Greg Hill Foundation and our beneficiaries. We actually should probably – there's like 30 different ways you can have your wiener here.
Yeah,
save that.
At Wally's. Maybe we should – should we have wieners for breakfast?
I mean, it's never too early for a wiener.
Pause.
They grill the wieners because they probably grill the wieners here. So there's two wieners that I want.
There are?
Yeah, on that list that I looked at.
Let me guess. Are you going for the mac and cheese?
Is it the Cam Newton?
No, it's not the Cam Newton wiener.
I think 6-inch wieners are the best.
Yeah, how big are Wally's wieners? Are they 6 inches? I mean, you know, some places do the foot long. I prefer a 6-inch.
Who's got the foot long?
We'll have Courtney measure them.
All right.
She's very generous.
I'm not good at that.
She's very generous.
That she is.
Not good at measuring. I usually undersell.
You oversell.
No, I under.
It's the metric system.
I don't know that I've really ever had much on. Like, they have the Mac Dog, since we're talking about Mac
so
Jones.
Good.
Which is American cheese, lettuce, onions, pickles, burger sauce. Like, I don't know if I like all this stuff. Wiggy wants the truffle shuffle.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Which is mushrooms, caramelized onions, and truffle aioli.
Yeah.
On a dog.
That, and I like the Wally one, too.
You like the Wally, bacon, peppers, onions, and Wally sauce.
Yeah. Oh,
sounds good. There's Wally sauce sounds interesting.
Sounds very good.
There's a pizza dog with pepperoni, mozzarella, marinara. Which you should not disturb. So, all right. Well, anyway, we're here in Newport with you guys. Thanks for coming out on a Friday morning. We will you want to shine? Why don't we continue with the rest of They Said It, and then we'll get to the news coming up at 8.
Sure.
Jay Leno, the great Jay Leno, will be here with us at 8:15 on today's show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.